Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Rhonda. Thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Put Reality Behind today. We're talking today about binding words to crystals to cast scientific spells. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article discusses the different ways that a freezer can be used in magic, as well as the different kinds of spells that can be cast using a freezer.
Freezer spells are a popular form of magic that can be used to bind words to crystals in order to cast scientific spells. This type of magic has been utilized for centuries and is still popular among practitioners today. It is important to note that freezer spells have their own set of magical morals, so it is important that the practitioner understands the specific magical tradition that they are using. When binding words to crystals to cast scientific spells, the practitioner must consider the length of their spell, as that can vary depending on the intended outcome. Additionally, it is important to think about the time and place of the spell in order to ensure that your intention is clear and focused. Furthermore, practitioners must keep in mind that freezer spells have various intentions and can vary depending on magical abilities. Therefore, it is important for practitioners to consider all of these elements before attempting a freezer spell. When casting magic spells, it is important to use the free spells provided in the various books and websites available. By using these free spells, you will know your true purpose and be able to focus on attracting love, sending your empowerment and cast work. Using that work, you can then use true mate powers to bring contentment, happiness and joy into your life. With faith in yourself and your intention, no matter what life throws at you, you will always have the power to create a better life with your intention. Binding words to crystals to cast scientific spells is a ritual that has been around for centuries and continues to be popular today. This ritual is often used by people who are looking to draw true love into their lives, or those who want to cast a free spell, such as a magic love spell. This practice involves focusing your thoughts and energies on the universe's nature in order to manifest what you desire. It is believed that the power of nature can help you manifest what you need in your life when you focus your thoughts and attitude. Everyone has the potential within themselves to use this type of ritual, though some people may choose to consult with professionals for guidance. Magic is both a spiritual and magical art, and is used to bind spirits to crystals in order to cast scientific spells. It requires a certain level of spiritual maturity in order to use this type of magic, as it requires a certain level of understanding about the natural order of the universe. To earn the right level of spiritual maturity, one must practice their craft diligently and imagine wonders. Crystals and other stones are popular for their magic and divination. True crystals are more than one mineral combined together, like jade and bloodstone. People use crystals to manifest wealth, love, health, and gifts. Lapis lazuli and jade are commonly used for wealth. Combining these two crystals is a powerful combination for manifesting wealth. Combinations of more than two crystals can be used to work with energies that tend to the needs of most people in all aspects of life. Through healing magic, crystals and other mineral stones have been used for myriad healing practices, such as magical purposes. By using crystals, one can carry them with them or place them in physical spaces to help manifest reality. The energy of the crystal that is released when used will create a space filled with its own vibrational frequency. There are hundreds of varieties of crystals that can be used for enhancing energy. Diamonds are one of the most powerful and expensive crystals used in spellwork. While they may be expensive, their power is undeniable and can be used to cast more complex spells. Clear quartz is also a powerful component of spellwork, and is often kept as an adjunct ingredient in crystal workings. Amethyst can also be used to sharpen focus and power boost your workings. To begin a magic ritual, certain words are bound to crystals that are used to cast scientific spells. Use obsidian when clarity is desired and bloodstone when fertility is the working. Amber can be used for scrying and intuition. It is also connected with women's mysteries and the throat chakra. A simple incantation can be used with any of these stones to help set the magical setting as well as strengthen the workings. Most spells require some form of ritual action, such as reciting an incantation or utilizing other tools to carry out the spell. Rituals required a special ingredient, such as arcane words, to help them succeed.
These words were often written in grimoires and books in addition to being carried out in a specific combination of ways. In addition, carrying a combination of crystals with an incantation can aid in the success of a ritual. Using a guiding spell allows one to focus their mystic energy and bind words to crystals in order to cast a scientific spell. This process has been used by witches for centuries as a way of giving positive energy makeovers, and now it has found its own craft. The practice of binding words to crystals to cast spells is a new collective home, spanning multiple traditions. From your household tidbits such as Feldman Erica and Erica Feldman, the practice can give life and energy back into the amber at home. One can use this method of casting multitude spells in order to manifest positive intentions or energies into their lives. It requires a spellcaster to gather the necessary ingredients, words, crystals, and any other objects or symbols needed for the spell. The caster needs to combine these ingredients in a spell jar or freeze the jar in a spell freezer. Once all of the elements have been combined, the caster must use their positive energy and pure intention to make it a kind of an offering for whatever they need manifested. Our Snow Spells article explains how to utilize techniques from the Hoodoo folk magic tradition to make your own snow and cast spells. Spell jars, freezer spells, and other magical things can be made with a snow cone machine, crystals, or vision boards. To create a spell jar, concentrate your attention on the point of what you are asking for, then fill a jar with ice hail or snow ice and place it in the freezer. This is just one tool that you can utilize to make your own spells come true.
Episode 2 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Rhonda Romero. Adios.